Cybrenner served as a medic during World War II. However, he was about to be asked to serve in the role of a doctor. He had no choice. His story inside the barbed wire of a German POW camp is this edition of The American Countryside. Here's the latest from my friends at 31.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31. What is 31? Well, from totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items, we are making life easier. You may have seen some of our unique items showing up at work, school, the pool, or on the road. Maybe you've wondered how you can get one of those trendy items or even become a 31 consultant. Just go to my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com. My31bag.com. This month's special, when you spend just $31, you'll get one of five items for just $5. Plus, you can personalize your items for just $5. Maybe you need to get the kids a backpack for school or a gift for someone's wedding. Now you can personalize it for just $5. Need a fundraiser for your school or community group? Do what so many groups are doing and use 31. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
When American soldier Cy Brenner arrived at a POW camp in late 1944, the Germans recognized from his uniform that he was a medic. An interpreter pulled him to the side and relayed a message from the German camp commander.
He says, "You are going to be taking care of all the wounded prisoners." He says, "You're going to be the doctor." I said, "I'm not qualified to be a doctor." And he nudged me in my rib with his elbow. He says, "You are anything that man says you are." And I says, "Okay."
Although conditions were terrible, there were instances of hope. Cy says the French resistance was active in the camp.
Alphonse de la Haye. He had guns. He had dynamite. He had everything. He gave me a .22 caliber Italian Beretta. I said, "Where in the hell did you get this?" He said, "Don't ask."
On occasion, Alphonse would report one of the French soldiers had died, and Cy, as the medic, would be dispatched to verify the death.
So we would have a funeral. He didn't have a casket. It was just a crate. On the way to the funeral, the French soldiers would follow, and on the way to the funeral, the man who was supposed to be in the casket escaped. And two or three days later, some railroad junction would blow up. And that's what they did. That's what the French did.
Perhaps the underground agents were not only using Cy to their benefit, but affirming that he could be trusted for another part of their plans. He was soon to be receiving and passing secret messages to agents inside the camp. The story of how he accomplished the feat is next time as we travel the countryside in San Diego, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.